Secondly, there's the matter of the excessive length of the H3 end terminus. Allowing for residues 45 to 56 to remain in the subunit core as helix 0, binding hydrophobically to adjacent H2A, reduces the length of the H3 end terminus from 63 residues, a length which is quite impossible for a modeler to deal with, to 44 residues. This is still significantly longer than the other three end termini, which have average lengths of only around 30. But at least it's a major step in the right direction. The final step in solving the H3 length problem turned out to be yet another helix, shown in the next slide.